Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
VFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Mount Pleasant,
Falkland.
The Falkland Islands' last VC-10 in service is about to leave the island. The person who's going to be flying it is Flight Lieutenant Shane Steiger. Shane, how long has the aircraft been in service?
We've in the Air Force have had the VC-10 in service since 1966, so a little under 50 years worth of glorious service.
And is it an easy plane to fly?
It's great fun to fly. It can be very challenging at times because it's very much from the manual era of flying, so we don't get an awful lot of assistance. We don't have computers on board and things like that.
Do pilots, do they have a lot of affection for the VC-10?
Most of us absolutely love it. She is one of the last generation of proper aeroplanes that you genuinely had to fly.
What's the VC-10 mainly been used for?
We've had a couple of different roles for the VC-10. Primarily it was used for air transport initially, so carrying people and things around the world. We then converted it as a tanker to do air-to-air refueling for both the fast jets and for the bigger jets. And we also have a medevac role on the side of that as well.
Is there anything unique about the VC-10?
It's a very different configuration from what you'll see these days. Obviously the engines are right at the back, it's got a high tailplane. It's a lot thinner and sleeker than some of the more modern airliners.
What sort of action has the plane seen? Because it's been around for a while.
The VC-10 itself has been very active. We've recently seen, obviously, action in support of the stuff going on in Iraq, in the Herrick campaign in Afghanistan, and obviously throughout all of that period, we've had a constant presence down here in the Falkland Islands as well.
You're leaving the Falkland Islands pretty soon. When will the last flight of the VC-10 ever be?
The last ever VC-10 flight is currently scheduled for the 25th of September.
And what are you doing whilst you're here in the Falklands?
Our primary role on the island is to look after the fast jets, so we provide the support for them in the air-to-air refueling capacity, ensuring that they always have enough fuel in their aircraft to complete their particular missions. We obviously have a secondary role, which is the aeromed and evacuation role, taking sick people and people with emergencies to the mainland.
And I'm guessing before you go, you could have like a little special flight, little bimble around.
Yeah, we get one last tour of the island. As a final farewell to the island that served us so well over all these years, we'll be touring most of the main settlements that we've seen so many times over the last 20-odd years.
OK, well, thank you very much for talking to us. This is Anthony Ballard for BFBS in the Falkland Islands.
Your story.
Your story. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.